If there's one thing most Americans know about Iowa, it's that it's farm country. Less well known is that roughly half of Iowa farmland is owned or co-owned by women. Special correspondent Mark Bittman sat down with farm owner and educator Jean Eales to learn more about the growing role women are playing in Iowa's agriculture now and in its future. This report is part of our Future of Food series, supported by the Pulitzer Center.
Jean Eales is an Iowa landowner and educator.
So I grew up on a small farm in Iowa. I ended up being appointed to the State Soil Conservation Committee and heard a presentation that really blew me away. I learned that women own or co-own half the land in Iowa. And yet I didn't see them active as conservationists. And that I was curious about that. Mm-hmm. How could that be?
Eales learned that many women farm owners have no experience farming themselves. They hire tenants to do it, most of them men. So in 1998, Eales co-founded an organization called the Women, Food, and Agriculture Network. She holds meetings with other women landowners in Iowa and across the country, teaching them about land conservation and the role the women could potentially play in making sure their farmer tenants are implementing sustainable practices. She's held more than 250 meetings since 2009, educating more than 3,800 female landowners.
One of the things that we find is that they have a real deep-seated concern for the community, for their farmers, for their family, and they really want to keep the land. And yet, they don't necessarily get to express that caring and concern because you just don't talk about those things.
She says that's mostly because of decades-old traditions. Men farm, men make decisions about the land, and women are not involved, even when it's their land.
They can have tremendous influence because they actually own this land.
When I talk to men about this, they're like, it's your land. What's the big deal? Just, it's your land. And there's a lot heavier lift for women in that particular setting. So if you think about women my age in particular, we weren't encouraged necessarily to go into science. The men make the farming decisions, you know, about what you're going to plant and the seed and all that kind of stuff. We talk to women all the time that feel like they don't have a right to do those things.
Yeah, it's really a conversation about how are you changing gender roles, or how are you getting men who've spent their entire lives acting in, for want of a better term, a sexist manner, to like be more respectful of the women they're dealing
with. Yeah, I'm holding out hope that if we change the conversation and give women a place at the table, something's going to change. It's going to have to.
In all female meetings, Eales teaches conservation practices. They include planting a buffer along the edge of a creek to protect waterways from harmful chemical fertilizers, and planting what are known as prairie strips, which keep roots in the ground year-round and bring plant diversity and wildlife to the land.
We know that 50 to 70% of the women who come to a one-day meeting will take an action to improve conservation on their land.
That's kind of great.
It's huge. After a one-day meeting, to have them make a big change and have it be transformative is just, I mean, that's sheer joy as an educator. We always just talk about farmers. They're not the only decision makers out there that can make that difference, and we've got to change how we talk about the landscape.